Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. 208 here in St. Louis. And it is almost X's and O's time, but we are going to go around the room one more time with the YouTube live chat poll question, which today is, do you karaoke? Because we had Trisha, who is in here to play X's and O's, the other day, and we were kind of like thinking about maybe a charity angle on a karaoke event, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You were going to sing, Trisha. You were going to open the show.
Right now?
I just thought if I pressured you on air, you'd commit.
Let's do it.
Okay.
It'll be the last time anybody tunes in.
No.
If you care about this show, you won't have me do this. But.
Steve, are you a karaoke-er? Yes, he is.
Oh, my gosh. He's so
no,
big.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Look this is
him.
Huge.
No, the only times I've ever done that, I had been partaking in alcoholic beverages beforehand and had a little bit of courage.
What's the song?
Friends in Low Places.
I love it.
Man, that is so
sounds
cliche.
About right.
But
it is totally cliche.
That's okay. You do need one. You don't need two Friends in Low Places a night at the karaoke bar, but you do need one. Ryan, do you think, I don't know if you were listening. Steve, you think Ryan, how many times do you think he's karaoke'd in his life?
I mean, he's kind of out there. I think he would do it. I could see Ryan being a karaoke
Put a number
guy.
On it. Put a number on it. If you had to, which you do.
I'm going to go high.
I'm the boss.
15.
He's never done it.
Never done it. I've never done it.
You'll do
shocking?
Almost anything.
I know, but I've never been invited, which tells me a
I've
lot
never
about
been
my
invited.
Friends.
Don't,
yeah. Don't get invited.
How many things do you do on this show that you're not invited to?
Well, it's a pattern. So I've had to start doing that because my friends never invite me to anything.
Oh.
So I have to just take the initiative, which I do on the show very frequently.
That's true. That is true.
I don't think you get, I've never had somebody go, hey, we're going to karaoke tonight. I think you walk into a place and there's karaoke, and you're like, I feel strong today.
I've been karaokeing with Trisha before.
It's true.
On purpose? Like you guys made a date to go?
We were somewhere before, and then we went somewhere
we
after.
We stumbled on the karaoke.
Kind of.
To Steve's
yeah.
point. But yeah. We were excited there was karaoke there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to try to find a worthy cause.
Steve, do you think it's weird that the song that I would like to do, though, is I want to know what love is, and I want to stare at just some stranger in the audience all the time.
As a bass.
No, yeah. I actually believe that.
That's on brand.
That's legit.
All right. Are you ready with X's and O's?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, let's get Todd in here.
All right. Here we go.
Take
the drums
away.
Are here. The intensity is rising. This is X's and O's. Do you remember who won last time? Because you guys have played before, of
I'm
course.
I'm sure I did.
I did.
Okay.
Oh. Well, you better set it up for the people who aren't the veterans like Steve and Trisha are.
I will. But I need to know who actually won, because whoever lost gets to go first.
I lost bad the last time I played, so Steve can go first.
So this is
is that not how that works?
No.
I thought the winner got to
is this
go first.
Water, or is this just leftover
from
a guest?
My water.
Punishment for losing last time.
Yeah, the person might have had a virus. That's the roulette you're playing. Okay, this is X's and O's. And there is a tic-tac-toe board in the studio with nine squares. They're not numbered, but you can kind of figure out where they go.
They
And each square has a corresponding question with it. Some of those questions have sound, some do not. But all you have to do is pick the square for your X or your O, and then pick an expert between Brad and Annie to answer the question for you. You will agree or disagree with their answer for the square. If you don't get it, the other person gets it. And if you get a tic-tac-toe, we keep going until all nine are filled. That's how we play. So, Trisha said that Steve goes first. So I guess that's just going to be what it is. Steve, take it away.
This is why I lose, by the way.
Yes, it is.
I'll go with one, please.
Top left.
Number one, and who is your expert, Annie or Brad?
I'm going to go with Brad.
All right.
Brad, there's turmoil in Rome. Okay. Isn't that a great start?
Yes.
This is a great question.
That's the whole question.
What do you think?
Disagree.
Fox News, the headline 2 days ago read, quote, outspoken pro-abortion governor gets speaking slot at Vatican summit. Who is this governor? Outspoken pro-abortion governor gets speaking slot at Vatican Ooh. Summit.
Oh, I got two governors that are outspoken and pro-abortion
okay.
in my mind. Mm. And I think it's either going to be J.B. Pritzker
Trash.
Or Gavin Newsom.
Ugh.
So I'm going to go with J.B. Pritzker.
J.B. Pritzker. Steve?
I have no idea, and your lack of confidence makes me uncomfortable.
Two good guesses.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I agree.
You're going to agree because
I
he's uncomfortable?
I changed my mind at the last minute.
Man.
He wanted you to
Brad's
be the wrong
Brad's never
yeah,
taking
not
me the wrong direction yeah. for.
You two guests are just sort of going down a path, and then you veer off at the last second with your logic.
Anybody's game.
Yeah.
A 1 in 50 shot. Well, a little less than that.
Well, you agreed with him, and that was incorrect.
Oh.
Yes.
It was Gavin Newsom.
Oh. Good job, guys.
You were right on it, all around it, and yet the square goes to Trisha.
Should have gone
I
with my gut.
I should have known that God would have wanted Gavin Newsom there.
Steve, are you X's or O's?
I don't know if that's really what it is.
I'm not sure.
Right in the middle of the target.
I'll be an O.
You make her get up.
Number one.
Steve. She's about to deliver a child.
Mm-hmm. Right
She's
now,
like,
it's actively happening.
Put that mm-hmm. O in that far corner over
that
there.
That would be amazing
Trisha.
If that actually took place now.
Oh, yeah. If you well, on my show. My show.
Yeah, right now. But we need to do like a promo for it.
That's how rumors get started.
Except we're nowhere close to prepared for such an action.
On second thought.
Okay, back to you, Trisha.
All right, let's go with number three, top right, and Annie.
Yay.
Number three, top right. Annie, you have stumbled into AI.
AI.
So this is a real clip from the week, run through AI. I did this one a little bit differently, so this is actually the
Great.
Person. I just altered their voice this week a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Most politicians, they will run from the truth. They will shy away and hide from making tough decisions. I don't do either, though.
Wait, don't laugh. It was hard enough without your laugh. All I heard was tough decisions.
Tough decisions, yeah. That setting is called Angry Gerbil.
Okay. It didn't sound angry. It sounded pretty cute to me.
You want
to
hear it again?
I'd like to hear it for the first time.
Here you go.
Most politicians, they will run from the truth. They will shy away and hide from making tough decisions. I don't do either, though.
That's Governor Kristi Noem.
Okay.
Okay. She seems pretty confident.
I mean,
I have to agree.
You have to agree. All right. Here's the answer.
Most politicians, they will run mm-hmm. from the
nice
truth.
Job.
They will shy away and hide from making tough decisions. I don't do either of those.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, well, she's talking
I
about
I can tell
dog
at the
there.
End when she said those.
Those? Nope. Yeah.
Those. The gerbil sounded like it was a Dakotan.
Yeah. Dakotan.
I don't do either of the gerbils.
So it's a Minnesotan gerbil.
Yeah. You know, they're a little different.
They are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
It's called Minnesota Nice. While they're stabbing you in the back.
Now, again, logic here. She's the governor of South Dakota, though.
Yeah.
So not Minnesota.
It actually is the same
it's
thing.
It's still the
same. Yeah.
It really is.
It's the same.
It's the Southern bless your heart.
All right, fine. Steve?
I'm going to avoid the block.
Ryan, bless your heart.
Thank you.
I'll take number two.
I think.
Ooh, I top middle. I get this wrong.
Who's answering?
I'm going to go with Annie.
Okay.
Number two, mm-hmm. on the block. Donald Trump was very graciously granted permission by a judge in New York to attend his own son Barron's high school graduation on May 17th in Florida. Barron, who is a giant, is over under 6 foot nine. Is he over or under 6 foot nine?
I think he's like 6'9" and a half, probably, but I think he is over 6'9".
Over 6'9".
I'm like 60% confident about that.
Steve?
He's 6'9"?
Yes.
He's
gigantic.
No, but it's, that's the question. Is he under 6'9" or over? And she's saying over.
Oh, Annie.
Don't, no. What you meant was Ryan,
no.
Not Annie.
No.
I think that he's like a 6'10".
Bless your heart.
Right back at you, bud. But you were surprised that he's tall to begin with?
No, I thought he was tall, but 6'9".
Yeah,
like,
it's huge.
He's like a 14.
He's 17.
He's graduating from high school. That's part of the question.
He's like 6. Yeah.
I'm going to agree.
You're
going to
agree that he's over 6'9". And X gets the square for yes. Trisha.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he is
tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Do you know when Hannah's going to be here?
No. He is 6'7", for six, the seven. Record, which is still very tall.
This is totally go back and fact check verifiable that he could be wrong. I'm going to do that next time Brad has to answer questions.
Hey, Siri, how old?
That's all.
No, how old is Barron? Ask that one.
Your source? I mean, like, what is the official source?
It was
source?
Just like the internet.
The internet.
Yeah. Yeah. I viewed him in light of Donald Trump. And I'm like, he looks about 6'7".
I looked at him and he was standing next to a dollar bill. Yeah. And I was able to use that.
Right. Yeah. He walked out of a restaurant
to calculate his height.
And I looked at the measurement next door. All right. Trisha.
All right. Let's go number 9, bottom right, and Brad.
Okay.
People magazine says he's 6'7", so that's probably pretty legit.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what I got to.
All right. The internet. Comes through again. Trisha says number 9, and did you pick somebody?
I said Brad.
You said Brad, okay. This one has some sound, Brad.
All right.
This famous rocker is undergoing stem cell treatments. Here's a little clip of one of his songs. He says he's hoping not to fall over on stage. Who is it?
Dream big.
Okay, that sounds like Ozzy Osbourne.
Ooh, that tracks. I don't know anything about the song. I know you wanted me to get that one.
I did. I was disappointed.
Sorry,
you said Brad.
I'm going to agree with Brad.
You're going to agree?
Yeah.
Well, you've had a pretty good track record so far, so might as well stick with that and make the whole board X's.
All right. Points. Put it there.
Steve.
All right.
I'd like to go home.
It's Steve's turn.
You're going to get off the O's there?
Yeah, 0-4 right now. Oh, but there's still room for you to get the last 5 squares, which would also include a tic-tac-toe. So let's No, we're going to take a break because the people are going to listen through your commercial break here, Steve.
What a tease.
Sit on the edge of your seats,
see what
folks.
She did there?
You too cannot leave, Steve. You have to stay as well.
If you're interested in any Patriot stuff.
Exactly. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up X's and O's with Steve and Trisha here in studio when we come back. Don't go away. It's all right. Whoa, it's
all right. Now we. When it comes to picking your vice president in 2024, the choice is clear.
Always.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is there a Venn diagram for this? I'm telling you, it's fascinating when you do.
Kamala Harris.
Venn diagram, those three circles, right?
Or Dan Quayle.
The vice president gave students a spelling test.
Potato.
The boy wrote the word correctly, but Mr. Quayle wasn't satisfied until he had added an E.
Kamala loves potatoes, and she's running this year. Dan Quayle isn't.
We all need a mom. We need you to be Mamala of the country.
Your mama, so Kamala, she got elected VP.
My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
She's relatable.
Raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus, right?
And she'll make America electric again.
I love electric school buses. I just love them. For so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus.
Make America work again.
Workers are building electric buses so people can get where they need to go.
And make America laugh again.
I love your laugh.
The choice for VP this year is clear. Dan Quayle. He's not running, but wouldn't he be better? Paid for by Quail Quail Dan Pack.
Man, you can put your, you can succeed when you put your mind to it, Ryan Reese.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you.
I had to stop laughing on the mic because I was confusing my own laugh with Kamala's, and I almost just quit my job.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a real meta moment.
Todd, get Todd back in here.
All right.
Steve's turn, Steve. I needed to lighten the mood for you here, but you're getting your butt kicked.
That was amazing. Thanks.
You're welcome. Just like Dan Quayle.
The cameras are on, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They got to see me flip off the board a couple minutes ago. Yeah.
We all heard it. We all felt it, Steve.
Yeah.
I'll go with number five.
This could be the best comeback ever.
You're right. It could be, Steve.
Yeah. It's not going to be.
Look at it that way.
Brad number and I five. Have to decide if we want to sabotage Trisha a little bit here.
I think you should sabotage Steve. It's kind of fun.
He's doing a good job himself.
Actually, the two of you guys are screwing me over.
No, not on purpose.
Where's Leah?
Yeah, exactly. No.
All right. This one is, normally we do an audio whoopee. This one is an audio whoops. On Wednesday, we talked about insurrection while Chuck Schumer chose to call it something else.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection, insurrection.
And
true.
It's the only explanation.
I was really just looking for an excuse to play it again. There it is.
Never gets old.
He doesn't take world events seriously, obviously. His niece does, though, as she was criticized by the far left for her support of Israel this week, saying there is, quote, razor-sharp scrutiny for Israel, but not on Hamas. Who is this relative of Chuck Schumer?
Who did he pick?
I was wondering the same thing.
It's a good
thing.
Question. I don't remember. Who did you pick?
I'm going to go backwards.
Ryan got so excited for that question.
Like, oh, I got to play it.
Couldn't control himself.
It was a little premature there, Ryan. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Just popped right up.
Your questions kind of have all these veers in them, so I have to kind of stay super focused.
Yeah, it's a long and winding road.
Yeah, once we get past Chuck Schumer, I figured it had nothing to do with him anymore. So.
And it doesn't really. Well, in a way, it's his niece who was criticized for saying these things this week.
But who's answering?
And who is answering?
Brad.
We determined.
Brad. Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Trudy? Yay! Look at you!
I'm on the board!
Good job!
If he's gonna get one, that's the one to get. Right in the middle.
Yep.
Well done, boss.
Right down the center lane there, and back to Trisha.
I don't care how many tic-tac-toes you get.
It's gonna be six.
Number six.
Middle right.
All okay, right.
Going
yeah, that
back
one.
Back to Annie.
Center right.
That one would make it, I think, impossible for Steve to win if he got this one.
Why are you talking like that?
Yeah, because I'm still thinking about it, and I just want to say it in this voice, just
this
in
is
case.
Your, this is the voice in your head?
Yeah, that's my voice head. My head voice. That's my voice head.
Ask the question.
I'm going to have to check to see if you can say that on the radio.
I think we need to dump the whole hour.
That and the Schumer clip.
Did you choose who's answering?
I did.
Yes,
Annie.
Me.
Just making sure.
Welcome to the game, six. Host.
And welcome to an audio whoopee.
This is
Governor Ron DeSantis talking about the fruits of a particular ideology.
We've also led on fighting back against this that you see in corporate America and particularly in higher education.
Annie, in the bleep, he says three letters.
Yeah. DEI.
What letters are they?
DEI.
Oh, that was kind of fast.
I agree with her. We answered really quickly.
Here's the answer.
We've also led on fighting back against this DEI that you see.
Good job, everybody. Great, great work.
Thank you.
Back to Steve. Now.
She was never that confident about the 6'9" thing.
I told you I wasn't. I was honest.
Steve, it is your turn.
Annie.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Okay.
And what question?
Oh yeah.
You know.
Seven.
All right, Annie. Mm-hmm. A rare bipartisan effort in Congress was successful. The USDA was thinking about changing the classification of this famous food, moving it out of the vegetable category, but now it will remain a vegetable. Bipartisan effort in Congress was successful in keeping this food classified as a vegetable. What food was it?
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Steve?
I think she's trying to help you here.
I'm going to go no.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, well, you got it. Good job.
Well done.
Is ketchup a vegetable?
There are actual, like, school lunch programs who will be like, what's your vegetable? And they'll be like, ketchup. And it's like,
There was a president that said that. Oh, was it?
What's the answer?
Feels very GW.
There was a vice president that misspelled this
broccoli.
Word. No.
Potatoes.
It was potatoes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was potatoes.
Well done.
Potatoes are still a vegetable.
I could see Clinton struggling with whether ketchup was a vegetable.
Yeah, that's probably where it came from.
At McDonald's.
He was there quite a bit.
Trisha.
Call.
All right.
It was Reagan.
He blocked my chances at another tic-tac-toe. All right, number eight. Bottom middle, and Brad.
All right, let's do this.
Brad, here's another audio whoopee.
Yay.
Whoopee.
Jerry Seinfeld called out the left.
You just expected there'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap. and people worrying so much about offending other people.
Mm-hmm. Seinfeld never seems to care and says whatever he wants, partially because he's ridiculously rich, Brad, and also because he just passed a major milestone birthday on Monday. How old is Jerry Seinfeld? And it was in the news.
70.
That was going to be my guess, too.
I guessed what you guessed.
Our brains are in sync with the guessing, but neither of us know. I'm going to agree just because that was my first thought. Good job, Brad. Thank you.
Jerry Seinfeld is 70 years old?
Yes. I was shocked, too. That is really surprising because he really doesn't look much different.
No. He looks fantastic. It goes to show you that if you have lots of money you can really stay looking good.
Gracefully.
All right. One square left, Steve.
It all comes down to this, Steve.
All right, I'll take number 8.
Are either of us available? Or? I'd go 3 if I were you.
You got to give him credit for trying.
Brad, are we both available? Or
yep.
Is it?
Okay. Yep.
I'll take 4.
And who's answering?
I'll go with Annie.
Okay.
All right, Annie, everything's on the line here.
Catch up.
Not really. We already lost.
Yeah, sorry. Just a little bit of pride.
Remember that 6'9" thing?
Yeah, sorry.
Kind of found a theme here, actually, with these two questions. LeBron James and the Lakers were knocked out of the NBA playoffs earlier this week. ESPN Insider reports James intends to opt out of the last year of his contract to become a free agent. At least they did when I wrote this question.
Transfer portal?
Yeah.
Okay.
How old is LeBron James?
Steve, do you know the answer to this?
No, I know the ballpark.
34.
All right, I disagree.
That is correct. It is
38.
Ooh, you're right on it. 39.
30. I thought that he and I were the same, but I thought you couldn't be in the NBA when you're that old. When's his birthday? Is he in 84?
Good question. I didn't look up when it was. I just know that it is right now.
He's 39, though.
He's 39 right now.
I was thinking I literally thought that, and I'm like, there's no way you could be this old and in the NBA, and clearly I'm wrong. Just got flopped a lot.
He's still great, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I think Trisha may... Let me look at the board one more time to be sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Two tic-tac-toes and 6 squares. Trisha, well done.
Thank you.
Steve is documenting this for the future. Next time he has
I'm
to force
focus.
Next time I'm going to focus my artistic efforts on
Brad,
Steve's name.
I'm getting my invitations on Monday.
So I have
all week long to focus.
I will do that.
Thank you both for doing this. We appreciate it. Yeah. And we'll have you back soon. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, the results to the YouTube live chat poll and any other stories we might have missed. Join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. Tell us, do you karaoke? And then you can let us know in the comments if you like. Maybe a Annie Fry Show karaoke charity event coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.